So we're holding in Perek Beis, Ois Dalet, on page Pei Aleph. So last week we spoke about why Midas are called Midas, which is a Lashon of Tzimtzum, a measuring, right? It's a Lashon of Gvul. That was what he discussed last week. L'chayr, it's even come out the opposite of what you would expect. The Midas gets a person to act, gets a person to do something. It's like proactive in general. But Dafka Midas, Lashon of Tzimtzum. So we went into that. That's what Riyak HaMeshu discussed last week. Basically the Yisoid was that the Yisoid of all of Midas is not to be mafriz al Amida, meaning to go out of bounds. Every Mida has to have its place, has to have its gvul of where it is, and that's the Yisoid of, which really means that the Midas have to be in harmony, not trying, you know, you don't try to go into area, you apply the Mida in the wrong, applying a Mida in the wrong situation, the wrong time, that's giving, you know, that's going out of bounds of that Mida, and that's where the Yisoid of Kilkel, old Kilkel, comes from. That was the Nisei of last week. Today he's going to continue on the inyan of the Shem Midas. Oid me inyan Shem Midas, Ois Dalet. More in the inyan of the name Midas. Hine bechlala achdos chdut muchlat bilti herkevit. Bechlal, what achdos means, literally I guess we'd say unity, right? Oneness. So he says, Achdos is the union of absolute oneness, which means it doesn't have any aspect of grafting in it. We spoke of this in the past, right? Echad ha-poshut. It's not a dover shel murka, dover shel herkev. It's not grafted from different pieces. That's why we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we refer to Hashem as the Echad HaPashut, which is the undivided one. L'umat ze, kol ha-nimtze ba'avaya kulahu herkevei. As opposed to that, anything that's found in the universe, the entire universe, or in the entire existence, is inherently something that's been grafted, it's built of different parts. If you want to use the Lashon of the Sfarim, right, it's, everything is built off of the Arba Yisoidus, some kind of combination of the Arba Yisoidus. V'adovahu me'aplios hagdolis. Now this in itself is from the biggest wonders. The fact that the Rabbeinu Shalom is Echad HaShut, and every single part of the Metzias inherently even, is Baal Harkova, is a Davar Herkevi. This is from the biggest wonders. Sharei muchrach, because it's muchrach. Shekol mashe behavaya nimtza b'asheresh. That whatever you find in the existence, whatever you find in the havaya, is also found in the sheresh of the havaya. The b'loy sheresh ain't enough. Without a root, there's no branch. Ve'im b'asheresh ain't arkava. And if in the source, if in the root, there's no grafting, right? Because the Rabbeinu Shalom obviously is the Shoresh of the Havaya. And if in the Rabbeinu Shalom Kiviyachol there's no Harkova, Meheichon Yimotze Zeb Ha'anaf, how can it be found in the branch, in the Havaya? V'zeh Asher Sibev Mevucha Gedola. And this brought about tremendous confusion, Be'ichud specifically B'chachmas HaPhilosophia, in the Chachma of the philosophers. The philosophers had grappled with this question and it brought great confusion. Asher lo yochu lamad al soidom letaretz es hastira hazois. That they couldn't figure out how to be metaretz, the secret to be metaretz, this contradiction. Pashtus belo yarkov mitzad echad. That the Rebbeinu Shalom is the pashtus, echad ha-pashut, without any harkova, on the one hand. V'shoresh kalanim tse mitzad sheni. And that he's the root of all, everything that's found, everything that's in existence, mitzad sheni. Ulam anachnu Yisrael am kedoshoy. However, we, Klal Yisrael, His holy nation, Asher Bochar Bonu Mikol Amim, V'Nosan Lanu Es Terosoi, Ein Anu Zkukim Lishakei Me'atzmeinu. We don't need to, you know, be smart on our own. We don't have to figure things out on our own. Ein Anu Tzrichim Lishum Philosophia. We don't need philosophy. Meaning, we don't need the human mind to try to figure this out. Because everything the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us as a nachla, as an inheritance, the Kabbalah, ish mi pi ish, up to halacha l'mayish mi'sinai, ki chkein gam teiris ha'nistar mikal teiris shebal pehu. Because teiris ha'nistar is also part of teiris shebal peh. V'hoilchais u'mizgalois al yidei chachmi ador ma shekibalnu mi'sinai. And it goes and is revealed to the Chachmi Ador what we were makabel at Sinai. V'yadanu, and we know, ki afa pisha b'chuk shalana advarm kesoyisrim, that even though in our realm these things seem to be contradictory, shamalamala inze shum stira, but up above, over there, there's no stira. Right? When we're down here, we're stuck in the, it's a paradox, but if we were up or above, the paradox would be solved. We'd see how there's no stira here at all. Ushneim ke'echad amitim, and both things are true at the same time. Ve'im roiva toirim sha'anu metarim klapim mala, and with all the multitude of titles and descriptions that we describe and that we attribute to the Rebbeinu Shalom up above, al shem hasharoshim hanoivim amitosay hanelama, right? Al shem, meaning by the name of the roots, right, that flow forth from his concealed truth. Einam, I'm going to explain. Bez Hashem will be marichiv on this whole thing. Einam seisrim klal es ha'atus apshuta abilti arkevi klal v'klal. All those descriptions, right? You have to realize that descriptions they are all. Automatically a stira tachlis apshuta, because when you describe something, you're being magdir something, you're being magdir it, right? A hagdara is already a division, right? So you're classifying something in a specific way, which means it has specific hagdaras, it's bound, it's this and not something else. So all the toyarim that we apply kiviyochol to the Rebbeinu Shalom nevertheless are not soiser the Akhtis Apshuta Bilti Arkevi Klal V'Klal. In other words, if you say about the Rebbeinu Shalom that he's, you know, Rav Chesed, and at the same time you say Hashem Ish Melchama, and you say Kel Kana, all these things are Be'etzim L'chayra Poigeim in the Akhtis Apshuta. Because you're saying he's got different midas, he's Bal Chesed, he's Bal Gvura, he's Bal Rachamim. So then he's got different midas in him. If you speak about different midas in the Rebbeinu Shalom, so then it sounds as if there's Chas V'Shalom Bal Herkiv over here, Bal Herkivi. But no, as we say, it's not that way. We're makabel that there's no stira at all to the Akhtis Apshuta with all these tayarim. V'kibalnu, and we received Shakola tayarim him b'chinas harotzoim, that all the tayarim that are discussed are only from the attribute of the Ratzon. Okay, right now I know it's just words, we'll try to insert meaning some more soon. So all the Tayarim that we say about the Rebbeinu Shalom are not, what he means to say is, they're not what's called Amitosei HaNe'lama, his essence, if you want to say it like that, which is also, we can't even say those words, but for lack of a word we say Amitosei HaNe'lama, which is Kiviyachol, the Atzmusa Yisbarach, another terminology, right, the essence of God. No, it's all these are descriptions of the Ratzin of Hashem, the will of Hashem, which is already one step down, so to say, one step down from the essence. It's just the will. The Hainu, meaning, Shelay Litois, not to make the mistake, Sheatoyarim Mechaivos. You can't make the mistake that the toyarim, the descriptions or the titles that we refer to Hashem with, obligate, that they're mechayev. Keshem shanu lamata hachushim shalanu sholtim aleinu machrichim aysanu. The same way that down here below, our senses rule over us, control us, and force us into, right? So if we have specific chushim, we have specific midos, we're at a certain level compelled by those midos. We're bound and forced into acting in certain ways based on the midos that we have. And we obviously know, shalom alayhim ach beratzin. Above, it's not like that. It's all beratzin. It's all with complete will. It's all kebiyachol bechira mochlet, as the Rambam can do whatever he wants. V'zeh ratzin gematria shmoy. That's where the ratzin is the gematria of shmoy. Shmoy, his name, the name of the Rambam Shalom. Hu al shem hapu'ulois hamishavois hamechudashois. His name is based on the actions that he brings, like the new actions. Hamechudashos means that he like decided to start to kibyachol act. He started to do pu'ulos. Uksheim she'ina pu'ulos machrichos chalila. And the same way pu'ulos don't force chalila, kein ena midas machrichos chalila. Right? Obviously, the pu'ula of a person is not something that forces the person to act. And the midas of a person have a certain, you know, force on the person, but the pulas of a person don't. So he's saying that by the Rabbi Shalom, was the same way the pulas are not machricha, so too the midas aren't machrichas. Ela shehen betur mida hanoyheges sheroitze ba'anhaga kazu, except they're in the way of a mida that he uses because he wants to use that anhaga b'mida zu v'zu, this mida, that mida. And all the roots are in the will, or in the rotzin. And whatever is in the sheirish harotzin, in the root of the rotzin, that is in the pu'ula. Alright, let's stop here for now and try to go into this a little more. So first of all, I told one of you here that I have a very big chavivas to this piece, because when I was at Bachar, my first sefer I learned at Maral was Netzach Yisrael. I was learning it after night seder. So right away, you know, you get hit with a really hard, really difficult piece, and I remember very clearly. It was on one sentence. It was like a devastating experience. I broke my head on this piece over and over and over again. And it's kibayachal written as if there's a logic here, and I'm just not seeing the logic. It's just not working. And you know, you think that you learn something, break it, and it kind of got nowhere. And the truth is that only many, many years later did I realize what's going on in this maral. And you'll see in a second, unfortunately we don't have Sfarim for everyone here, but that Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is really coming from this Maral, plus other sources, but you could see in his Lashon that he's mamish coming straight forth from Netzach Yisrael. And it's you do it. Actually, he and Rav Kook and him were the first ones to give Shiurim in Maral. And that's like what made Maral now is such a big thing. It was bad some came from them. Rav Putner, he heard from Rav Kook and from Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. He very much, the whole Sefer actually, this whole Sefer is very, I don't know if you mavchim, but it's very Maharal-like. Even when he's coming from Arizal Ramak sources, but he's giving it over in a Maharal way. And he actually says, he writes one of his letters, that the Maharal is really one of the Mekubalim. Again, that's not written in the style of Kabbalah, but he says he's Nechshav, a Mekubal. Anyway, so then Sefer Netzach Yisrael, Perek Gimel. He says like this. Ukvar hiskima ze eze chokrim, b'chokmosam, chokrim, philosophers, right? Already agreed with their chokma. Ki min dov shuhu echad, from something that is one, lo yovei rak echad. Only something that's one can come from something that, right? If something is echad, then the only thing that can come out of it is something that's also echad. Meaning, like we just saw Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, if something is achdus apshuta, then the only thing that can come out of it is achdus apshuta.
Well, it's just something we made the world with the people with the Amira.
Yeah.
It's not a toilet. So why is that mechayev? What's why is that mechayev anything? Okay, what's the difference? So now Kadosh Baruch Hu made it with Erkev.
Well, what does it mean Amira? Right? It's not that pshat that Amira is something outside of him. He's the shayrish of the whole Brita. Even if it's Amira, right?
But yeah, but it doesn't have to come like by us. Like everything is Toilada. So one thing comes out, like a baby comes out of the mother. So it's more cut from what the mother was.
Right.
But so, but Kadosh Baruch Hu, the way he made the world, it's not like that. So what's.
Why not?
Because he said that he also became more. Well, what's it like? Why is it Mechayev? That's what I'm asking. Like, why is it Mechayev?
Okay, let's see a little bit. We'll see it in a few different styles over here, whatever. But the Vart is that. First of all, you have to have a background when it comes to all these things. This type of questioning is the background to the question is, yeah, obviously the Rebbeinu Shel Olam can do whatever he wants and however he wants and whatever it is, and there's no questions. Elamai, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam create us in such a way and give us a tzivui that we should know him and we should be chayke and we should understand. Meaning, he gave us a tzivui that we should understand him based on what the kalim that he gave us. That's the permission that we have and the mitzvah that we have be chayker with these kinds of things. In other words, if we find that in the world there's no such thing of echad producing ribuy, which is what he's about to say, the Maral, right? That echad produces ribuy because the echad can't produce something that he himself doesn't have.
That's because we are mukbal. That's what I'm saying. That's because of our mukbal. It's because of a chisaron. It's not because of the
Maral. So but since that's the world we live on, these are the principles of logic that we have, that means Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants us to understand him applying those same principles. For example, the Lashon HaPasuk, Mibsori Echeze Eloika. According to what you're saying, what do you mean Mibsori Echeze Eloika? I'm going to be Dan, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I'm going to see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I'm going to understand the Rebbeinu Shel Olam based on my Basar. Everything about my Basar is Basar. Well, Ma'ashayich is B'chlau. Right? So Elamai, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, yeah, look at yourself, look at your world, look at the Metzius, and be choker me, so to say, based on that. And this is what we're going to see. It's not just the Maral. It's like we'll see a lot of they're applying this principle. Okay, let's just go on and see what the. So now he says like this. He says the choikrim were masking, but the chachmasam ki min dava shu echad lo yavoy rak echad. Because the multitude that has different divided things in it, how could that come from something which is echad dvarim shem ischal, from something that has changes in it? Right? If this is just like it's come from something that's only pure oneness, how could something bar chilukim come from that? The same way you can't have coming from Esh something that's the opposite of Esh or different than Esh. Raka Esh poil chamimus v'mayim poilim krirus. Fire is poil warmth, heat, and water is poil cold. V'loy timtse she'edover echot poil shnei dvar mischalfim. There's no such thing as one thing being poil two different types of things. So too, you can't have changing things from something that's one. And therefore those smart chaykrim were geizer bedaitom. They came to the conclusion there must be many hascholis. There must be many beginnings to this world. Since there's so many different things in this world, there must be many beginnings to this world. And according to the ribuy, the multitude of aschalos, meaning many gods, right? Like mythology and this kind of like Aphrodisaurus and whatever. So too is the. That's how we have so many different types of things in the world.
So each one of those was an echad peshuta, if you could say the words.
Each was an echad that let into this world an echad.
Each one of those was an echad.
Huh?
Each one of those was created by itself as a nivra, as a
of its specific god, right? Now the kushy zayis higdilum oid. In this kasha, they were magdil very much. Achiktas choykrim hitiru sofik ze, to the point that some of the choykrim were matir the sofik bo oimram ki min aschol shi achas yushpa meito seichel echad. that from the beginning, which is one, you'll be mushba from him one seichel. Vaseichel hazeh masig atzmoy, and that seichel is masig itself, like it comprehends itself. Umasig ilosoy, and is masig its ila, where the seichel came from, which is that haschala above it. Ubameshe masig ilosoy hushbe mimenu galgal, and then from the fact that it's masig, it's root hushba mimenu galgal, like the planet or whatever was mushba from it. Vizela like came out of that. Vizela aschola seribo verichu bedvaram elu. Okay, well, I don't want to get into the whole understanding of this because it's not correct. Vehim ba'atzrom sasra anochazois v'dimyin zois, and they themselves contradicted this and asked kashas. We don't want to get into all this stuff. V'seif seif nishu b'mavucha, and so ultimately they remained in their confusion. Im kabbalosam shuiz baruch echad, because on the one hand they had a kabbalah that Hashem is one. The ein zulasoi, and there's no one else. Echish b'miyano riboy. How could they? Okay, he goes into this whole thing. Now I'll tell you why I'm saying that. You see the way you're coming from this maral very strongly. It's not just the maral. We'll see other, but certain lashonis over here. He says ulam anachnu yisrael am kidoy she'asher bocha bon mikol ha'amim ben lasan lanas teirasoi. You know, it's a, so like it's very similar. Reminds me very much the maral's lashon here is this. But we who believe in Teres Moshe, Anu Oimrim, we say, right now he gives what the right day is. I'll read the words, and it's very hard to understand this maral, the Mitzad Atzma, it's very, very difficult, Hashem, but he says, Anu Oimrim, we say, Ki hu yisbarach bara hakoil, Yisbarach who created everything. Vakushya ech yovay haribu mina echad apashot. The kasha, how could ribui come from the echad ha-poshut? Right? That's our initial kasha. Anu oimrim ki min Hashem yizbarach asher hu echad. From Hashem yizbarach, who's one? Nishba mimenu dover echad. Something that was one was nishba from him. Vohu reishis habriya. And that thing that now came out of him is the reishis habriya, is the beginning of the briya. And then on that rachis was another hashpa. There was more hashpois now that came onto that rachis habriya. Yesh. Now this is already a big difference than the previous havanas, whatever these. Ki kasher harachis kvar nimtza. When the rachis habriya is already now here, oz yushpa al zeoid. So now you could have more hashpois on that rachis habriya. The Reishis HaBriya Mitzad itself is one. But now you could have like more Hashpois on it. She'ilu hushpa mi'itoy shnei dvarim kol echad v'fnei atzmoy. If what you had was that two things came out of him, then you have a kasha. Ech yushpa mina echad shnei dvarim uchulakim. How could you have two separate things coming out of something which is echad? You'd have a kasha. Aval yushpa mimenu dover echad. But if one thing is coming out of him, v'hu Reishis HaBriya, which is the Reishis HaBriya, and now there's an additional ashpa onto that rachis. So now the changes of matzavim, etc., is all mitzad the makabel. In other words, this rachis abriya was be'etzim one, but now he's receiving numerous hashpois. So he, mitzad the makabel, is receiving a hashpa like this, hashpa like that, whatever. Now you could have multitude in this way. I'm not going to make believe that this should make sense to you yet. Okay. Ki af min ha'echad lo yushpa rak echad. Yeah, because even from the one, you could only have one coming out. Nikol makom, however, kasher nimtza echad asher hu echad. Once you have the one who is a one, az mitzad ha'makabel asher hu nimtza. So now mitzad the fact that he's a makabel, he's a nimtza, ata shaykh tosefes. Now you can have addition. You could have additions onto that. Reishis HaBriya onto that echad. Royal mashiv toisif love. That he'll be kasher. I'm a kabbal royal mashiv toisif because the kabbal now is appropriate. He can be kabbal. He can get new stuff on him. Lachacha kol mitzad the kabbal. So everything is mitzad the kabbal. Vizekia kia nivra mitzad shu olu. He explains because the nivra, that Reishis HaBriya, the created thing, that created oneness, mitzad the fact that it's olu, it's coming from something else. By virtue of the fact that this thing has a source outside of it, meaning has a source before it, right? It's a nivra. By virtue of the fact that this is an alul, it's chaser, and therefore needs hashlama. So again, according to the Maral, you have this Reishis Habriya, whatever this is, right now it's, you know, together Chinese, okay? But Reishis Habriya, you have coming out of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Kibbe Yochel, or coming Mushba, we can't say coming out, right? It was Mushba from the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam makes this Reishis Habriya, which is one. It's oneness like Hashem's oneness. It's a oneness like Hashem's oneness. But nevertheless, it's chaser by virtue of the fact that that's an alul, that it came from something else, meaning from the Ribbono Shel Olam, as opposed to the Ribbono Shel Olam, who is the ilah, the cause of everything. The thing that is caused is chaser, and needs to be now get to a higher shlema, so to say. It needs hashlama. Once something is chaser, so it needs a hashlama. That hashlama will come through more hashpois, so to say. But again, once you now have a number of hashpois coming onto this alul, so now you have the potential for multitude. Maybe the potential for multitude. Now, this is very philosophic, difficult types of lashon or whatever what the Maral does over here. But when I say this yisoid, if the Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is now going to apply it in the Hemshech over here to midos, yeah. But first, we have to understand the etzem advarim. So you have. You have Rabbeinu Azriel, the Rebbe of the Ramban. He deals with the same kasha, okay? In different, yeah.
I don't find the Holmes service moral. Often a kriya to the Torah is everything. We also have to be master. The whole kriya comes from Hesed. It's not pshat that there's
Harkov. Wait.
Pshat is that there's various things which have been.
No, that already, that lashon that you already say, is a problem. Because you're saying he has a koyach to be megala and a koyach to be master.
It has to be, because there's no
priya. That's already ribui.
Huh?
That's already ribui.
If you're going to be magdir, that the fact that there's a priya, by definition, means that there's some type of, however you'll define it, yeah, without getting into the fine details of it, that means that there's some type of koyach of ester.
That's the kasha.
When we see now the ribui, it's not pshat that mina echod poshut came a ribui. Pshat is that we're only seeing parts of the echod poshut, which he chose to be mashpia.
The fact that you can see parts is a problem. It means there's parts.
But it's not the etzem parts. It's the etzem all echod poshut with the
kasha. Okay, this is a problem. It's true. On a certain level, it's true what you're saying, but it's like a little bit part of the answer already. It's just what you're saying is ultimately part of the answer. It's not enough in of itself, but that's what he's trying to get to, is how to understand this vart. Yeah, it's true. Ultimately, we're going to get to that idea that, you know, the Baruch Shalom is mitzamtzim himself and shows, you know, only a specific, you know, that's all concept that we started off. I think you weren't here yet. That there's a thing called Ratzon, which is the Shem Hashem, which is after him, so to say, step two. Step two down, but we have to, like, they're building out this notion, this idea of Shmo Yisbarach, of Ratzon. They're building out, right, giving an Hagdorah, how we know that there's such a concept. What you're saying is basically using the concept already. It's using the concept that there's a concealment and it's not really Harkava. Dachlas, what we live in, it is Harkava. So where did this Hakava come from? Where did this Ribui come from? Okay, so ultimately we'll get to that Mahalach where, you know, that, yeah, really nothing is here. I mean, we don't want to come to that answer, because that's also wrong to say. There is a Priya here. So, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so the question is what? So we're in the Ribbono Shel Olam Kiviyachol. If he's Echad HaPashut, where is there a Koyach HaMaster? How could there be a Koyach HaMaster and a Koyach HaMegala? Two separate Koyachas. That's Ribui. Huh? Okay, so that's the question. That's exactly Kasha. How did the Bria come from there? It's exactly a Kasha.
No, what I mean to say is the fact that there's a Koyach HaMaster It's just the Metzias, because otherwise there is no Bria.
Okay, but that's the kasha. That's exactly the kasha. It's true. That's
so
an accident.
That is Baruch of the Kach, a master.
So now, no. So they get much more than that. They're getting to a point to understand this, the Seichel Advarim, which is going to open up how we can bechlal discuss and conceptualize our Rabbeinu Shalom. It's not enough just to say, okay, listen, uvda, this is the way it is. We know there's a Rabbeinu Shalom. We know there's a Bria. And yalla, that's the way it is. What are you going to do? They're getting to a point that no. In the Seichel Advarim, we're going to understand what our relationship with Rabbeinu Shalom is. We're going to understand exactly when we discuss Rabbeinu Shalom, what do we mean by that? What's the midas of Rabbeinu Shalom? We're trying to get to a real understanding. So Rabbi Israel, the Rebbe in the Ramban, was a big makovel. That Rizal says he's like part of the real Messiah without mistakes. Between the Ramban and Arizal, so he says there's a break. You can't really be samech on that. Those generations of Mekubalim, whatever Mekubalim, they were there. There was mistakes that they didn't have it, but the real Messiah still went on through Rabbi Israel down to the Ramban. Then it stopped. But so Rabbi Israel has the gushpanka, you know, from Arizal, if you want to say it like that. So Rabbi Israel says like this. He asks, and he has a sefer called Biras Asfiris. So he says, "Hoisif Hashoyel Lish Oil Be'ez Echrech Tachrich Shiyash Hames Asfiris." The whole concept of 10 spheres. Where does that come from? Maybe this is a God infinity. Like what are the Asfiris? What is that? Ki Ritzeni Limash Ein Shom Rak Ein Sof Bilvad. I want to say that there's this Ein Sof. Who says this concept? This construct that's called Esospheres. I'll explain to you what this Esospheres is. What we saw in Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, he said the Ratzin. And Derech Agav, it's actually this Lashon Ratzin, right? Is Mavur in the Ramchal, for example, in Adi Bamarim, right? The Ramchal says, well, actually, the Lashon of Ratzin is better, and it's in the Goyin. The Goyin, and also, the Goyin in Lakutim at the end of Sefer Ditznusa, he says, "Da ki ein soif baruch hu, ein lachshav by klal v'klal." The ein soif, you can't think of him beklal, like meaning amitosa en eloma. That's what the Goyin means with amitosa en eloma, his concealed essence. You can't think about it at all. Ki osur lachanes by afilu chayvus hametzius. You can't even refer to him as the chayvus hametzius, meaning like there has to be a God. You can't even refer to him as that. Ki afilu sfiru yishayin akayim ayin. Even the first sphira, right, which is, well, spheres are kiviyochol, what make up our understanding of the Rabbeinu Shalom, if you want to say it like that. So even that is called ayin, which is like, so to say, nothingness. Ushniya mechanin yesh. And then only the second sphere, which is chachma, we call yesh. Shiyadanu shu nimtza, that we know that it's nimtza. That's all we are masking it of the sphere, the second sphere, that it's like that it exists b'chlap. As opposed to in this first sphere, we don't even that we don't really understand. We don't comprehend. The kol shekein, if that's true, of in the first sphere we have no comprehension. Kol shekein bein soif baruch hu baruch shemoy. In what's the step before the spheres, we have no shayches. Shasul lachshiv klal v'klal v'afil ein soif asur kreis. You can't even call him ein soif. The Nefesh HaChaim also says the same. You say that ein soif and zayir and whatever is not really the essence, which basically comes out like this. The way the Leshem in his Mechtavim to Rav Naftali says is that there's two madregas of Ein Sof Kiviyachol. There's the Amitos en Elama, his essence, which is Zeo, be quiet, don't say a word. There's nothing to speak about, nothing to mahara about. In it's what Nefesh HaChaim says in the Baal Tanya, it's something that's only B'Ravosa Deliba. It's in the Ratzon Halev. It's in the Lev. We have a connection to the Rabbeinu Shalom's essence in the Lev. But it's not something computed to put into words or even thoughts. Okay? So, what the Goyin says, right? Masha anu medabrim boyu b'sfiris. What we talk about, the Rabbeinu Shalom kibiyochel and the sfiris, hakol b'irtzoinai. It's all, it just means in the ratzon of Hashem. Chal says in a number of places also. V'ashkachosa shiyadu mitzad pu'loisav. And like in the hashkacha of Hashem, that we know mitzad, how he acts, how he, what he does in this world. V'zeh ha'klal l'kol dar kabbalah. And that's what he says. This is the klal of all kabbalah. Like, you have to know what are you discussing. It's not, nothing is in the essence, because essence is, there's nothing to talk about. It's not tangible enough for us to even conceptually tangible. He asks, the Rabbi Azriel says, like, why do we have this concept of spheres? Like, why do we just, what are you making life so complicated? Like, why does Kabbalah make life so complicated? There's a Rabbi Shalom, he does this and that, whatever, finish. What are you making a whole complicated thing?
Cut out the
middleman. Yeah, exactly, you know, you have in the Chuvah Rivash, whatever, they understood this similar to Trinity and similar to, like, you know, the concept of Rahman and Sambed, they understand, like, what are you talking about? With, like, 10 different gods? What does 10 spheres mean? 10 attributes of, like, so the Rabbeinu Azriel says, Tshuva, he answers, Ein Sof Ushleimus Mibli Chisar. How do you define the Ein Sof, the infinite one? It's Shleimus Mibli Chisar, perfection, wholeness, without any lacking. Now, if you're going to say that he has koyach bligvul and he doesn't have koyach bigvul, like his koyach is all an infinite koyach, he doesn't have koyach in the finite, so then you're taking away from a shleimus, because there's like something that he doesn't have koyach in. If you say that the first gvul that was nimtza from him is this world, our physical world, shu chaser mishlumusay, which is lacking from the shleimus Rabbeinu Shalom, because clearly this physical world is not infinite, so it's chaser mishlumusay, and you're saying that this came out of him direct, without, like you say, the middle stage. Yeshlanu loyma bechrech shu begvul mibligvul. So we have no, I'm sorry, chisata koyach shu mimenu. So if you're going to say that this world is the first that came directly from him, so then you are mechaser the koyach that's from him. Talmud Baal Tanya explains this, other places, whatever it comes out. What it's saying is that if you're saying the same problem that the Maharal said over here, if you say that this world came directly from him, this world is a Baal Gvul can't come from something that's built in Gvul. So if you're saying that this came from him, you're saying that he's, so to say, there's gvul by the Ein Sof that you can't say. Now, you can't say that something that came out of the Baruch Shalom, because only gvul could bring gvul. So if this world, which is gvuli, has boundaries, has limitations, came from him directly, that means automatically you are now mechaser his himself, kviyachol. You can't say that. So we're in a bind now. What do we do? The fisha ain't lechaser shleimusa. Since we can't take away from his shleimus, he's got to be perfect to include everything. We have no way out but to say this paradoxical statement, which is that he's bigvul mebligvul. He's got koyach in the gvul, but that koyach in the gvul is mebligvul. It's like subsumed into his infinity. And the gvul, the first full gvul that comes out of him, is the spheres, which themselves are the koyach hasholim and the koyach hachaser. The concept of spheres really is, he says, is the koyach of mashpia, which would be like the koyach hasholim, and the koyach to hold back, which is the koyach of taking away, the koyach of limitation. So now, shehem akablu mashefa b'mishleimusoy, when they're receiving the shefa from his shleimus, him koyach hasholim. So then that's the koyach hasholimus. But when he holds back the shefa from them, so then they have a koyachaser. Therefore, they work in this way of hashlam and chisar, which is really what all action is about: doing or not doing, holding back less and more, whatever. Okay. Even though they're all from one ikar, I don't want to get into every little word here, but basically, what he's saying is, This is what the Maharal was saying. The Reishis HaBriya, what the Maharal was talking about, is the spheres. Now, the Maharal takes a little bit of a different twist with it, the way he explains it, whatever it is, but it's getting to the same, you say. what the Rabbeinu Azriel says, Hagvul Animtza Mimenu Tchil Heim HaSfiras, Shem Koyach HaSholem. What he's saying, that the spheres are Ein Sof. It says in Mefurash on Sefer Yetzirah, Rabbi Azriel himself, later on in the Sefer, emphasizes this. The spheres themselves are clearly infinity. That's the Rabbeinu Shalom. What we call the Rabbeinu Shalom is like, we're, the way Nefesh HaChaim also says, we're referring to, it's true, we're always referring to this essence of the Rabbeinu Shalom, but the way he's meschabrat us through the spheres. So, for us, when we say that, the word Yudke Vovke Hashem, all these things are, so to say, I don't know, use a lashon from the Gaisha sources, emperor's clothing. He's, you know, we relate to the emperor with the emperor's clothing. That's the spheres. Like, we don't have shaykhus to the essence without the clothing, so to say, that Rabbeinu Shalom wears. It's actually, this mashal derech agav is already in the Sfarim HaKdoshim. The guy got it from us. But, anyway, okay, so this is Rabbi Azriel, which is the same idea as the Maral. Yeah, it started from the hardest and going down to the easiest. believe it or not, the Ramak, I think, says it the easiest, and then we'll explain it with a different Ramak. This Ramak is Chasha for more than one reason. First of all, he explains why without Kabbalah a person is a Kaifer. It's a...
I heard it.
He says, I'm not going to get into the whole thing, but he says like this. He says, "Well, ze'a derech yuchroch." This is in Shar Eser v'leitesha, Perek Test, the end of Perek Test. "Aval derech ze'a yuchroch." Sha'im she'ein lo esik b'kabbalah. Someone says, "I have no shaykhus. I have no esik in Kabbalah." He means not a person who doesn't feel like he's not holding there. He means a person that says like, "It's not. I'm not into this thing. You know, like it's not. Kabbalah is not." Like, he doesn't hold the Kabbalah, basically. You know? Unfortunately, there's still people like that. Ve'eina, and he says, Ve'eina reitz l'chaven b'tfilosai, el l'bala oiris. In tefillah, in kavanah, al pi Kabbalah, there's all sorts of esik with the spheres, you know, Baruch Ata Hashem, chayim nadas. So the kavanah is to the sphere, to the Rabbeinu Shalom in the sphere of Chochma. You know, in other brachas, you know, you have other different spheres, bina, whatever. So he says, "Well, I'm not going through the medium. I'm going straight to the Baal HaOiris. Why should I go to the Oiris? I go straight to the Baal HaOiris. I don't need to daven with kavanas, this and that, whatever. I'm going straight to the Baal Shalom." Kasher chashvu rabim, like many thought, says the Ramak, "Vaday sheyikore toya." So it'll for sure be called a person who's making a big mistake. Shim yavoy adam ledaber be'echad ha'pashut be'erich b'chinosei el mitziusoi b'zulas mitziusoi u'b'chinosei be'erich ha'sfiris nimtza mesalik pu'loisav mikol v'kar. Wow, right, good l'shaynis here. So, if a person is going to speak about the echad ha'pashut, yeah, the echad ha'pashut, we defined it, in the erich of its b'china to his mitzias, without his mitzias, and his bechina be'erich asfiris, so then it comes out that he's removing his pulas from everything. Ki ha'ein sof be'erich bechina satzmusay, because the ein sof, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what we call the essence, Amitas HaNelama, he's really referring to here, in his bechina of his atzmus, his pashut, ve'einu bal shinuim shiyishtana. He's not a bal shinuim that's going to change. Sheishtana midin el rachamim, that he's going to change from the mid of din to the mid of rachamim. V'sheitpael b'rotzoin, and that he's going to be mitpael, like he's going to be moved with rotzoin. V'yishtana mirotzoin el rotzoin, you're going to change from rotzoin el rotzoin. Yeah. What do we do in blow shofar? Well, the idea is that the range of yeshiv midas al kisei hadin, and we want him to say al kisei rachamim. Right? That's what. The Rabbeinu Shalom is like a changing, you know, today I'm sitting on this chair and I'm going to switch to this midah and that. He's not a Baal Shinuyim. He's changed his mind. Like, Yidamid Rabbeinu Shalom, Rifa'einu Hashem, okay, you know what? I'm going to do something different. I'm going to heal you. I was going to kill you, I'm going to heal you. You know? Wait, he changed his mind. What, how could you talk about the Rabbeinu Shalom in such a fashion? How could you ask him to do something as if you're trying to stir him to change? Through your davening, he's going to change from rotzen al rotzen. Im loy be'erich b'chinosel sviroisav shehei mei mashkechoisav. Unless the idea is that you're talking to him not in the be'erich of his essence, but in the erich of his b'china to the sviris, which is the hashkacha of Hashem. Val yodam yeshinu yadin v'rachamim. And through them will be the difference whether din or rachamim. Okay.
So, the easy sources, right?
Yeah, this is. I know this is a little bit intense. I know it's like it's not necessary for everyone these days, but we're just trying to explain this piece. I mean, this is what we're getting to here. It's not all like this, you know, the sefer, as you've seen already till now. But it's like the emes is the Seyed HaDvarim is already in the Rambam, Mor Nevuchim. Well, we don't have so much time, so I can't open all the sources. But if you take a look on your own, Echelik Aleph Perik Nun Beis, the Rambam and Mor Nevuchim builds a shita, which is famous. You can't say anything positive about the Rebbeinu Shlomo. You can only speak it to him, so say in the negative. He's not missing anything. He's not lacking anything. But you can't really say anything positive about him, because anything positive again is
defining
the essence and is categorizing him. The Rambam Kibayochel says in Perek Nun Beis, towards the end of the Perek, if I remember correctly, he says, so to say, an exception to this rule, so to say, that you could speak and define his pu'ulos, his actions that you can define, as long as you understand that those actions have no meaning, so to say, to his essence. The actions do not show that there's any change in his essence, because there can't be a change in the essence. So the Rambam, who's obviously didn't have the Kabbalah, he's telling us he is soydin ikre emuna, which it sounds so simple, and really, Etzim, you're really saying that, is that Rebbeinu Shalom is Rebbeinu Shalom. We know he's got no change in his essence, and all the pu'ulos and all the ashkacha that comes out of it is done in such a way that we can't fathom, we can't understand how, but there's no change going on in him when he's doing it. When I act, when I do something, so if I'm doing something, it's clear that there's been some kind of change in me. Right? If I get up, it's because before I wanted to sit. My mind, and I want to stand, or I want to get something. So that shows a certain change in me myself, in my essence, so to say, because I'm a Baal Shinui. A person is a Baal Shinui. But by the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Pu'ula has no change whatsoever. It's not like, you know, by us is the brain, there's cells and there's movement and this and that, whatever, that could be recorded with electrodes, etc. It's not like that by the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Shinuyim are things that are observed, so to say, kibayochel, outside of him, meaning in this world. But if we would, chas v'shalom, you know, put electrodes on the Atzmus of the Rebbeinu Shalom, there's no movement whatsoever. There's no change whatsoever, because Zechra Pashat. Kabbalah takes this concept of the Rambam.
The Maral sticks another thing in the
middle.
The Maral sticks something in between with the Rishis that he put in.
Oh, what's that? What's that? The Rambam now. The Kabbalah now takes this Rambam and says these pu'ulos or hashkoches of the Rebbeinu Shalom, we call spheres or we call Ratzon Hashem. Ratzon Hashem is a different type of Ratzon than the Ratzon of a person. Ratzon of a person is really part of his essence. The Ratzon of the Rebbeinu Shalom is not. This is the point that the Ramak builds. I don't know if we have time to read the whole thing. We should try to read, but I wrote down where it is. Ein Koil Tamar Beis Perek Vav. So Dash Abayre, the Creator. Haino Ein Sof, poil kol ha'pu'ulos, bevas achas ubashva achas. He's poil all the pu'ulos in one shot and in an equal way. No differentiation within those pu'ulos. Velo yisiachsu eila pu'ulos hanifrodos, ele masfiris ilamata. And those pu'ulos hanifrodos, the separation of the pu'ulos, can't be attributed except from the spheres and down. Hamashal b'zeh. He gives an example. Hachesed v'adin v'rachamim hem pu'ulos nifrodos. Those are different types of pu'ulos. Right? We have different psukim, different shemas even of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Hem mispardus lagia eleinu mi gimel netzal shem chesed gvura teferes. They are, so to say, separated to reach us through three different midas, chesed, gvura, and teferes. Okay, I don't want to get into all the details of what he says, but he has a very nice hagdara. He says over here that v'hinei ha'pa'ulos lif'oil lezulas. The pa'ulos that he's poil is in relationship to those who are other than, in other words, us, like the lezulas, who's outside kiviyachol the Rabbanei Shalom, right? Mitzideinu. Im kein loy lepoil ba'atzmai. They're not a. There's no pa'ula, so to say, mitzad the poil himself. Im kein ena pa'ulos poilos ba'atzmai. If so, they're not pa'ulos that are poil in himself. Like I said, with electrodes, there's no like electrodes that can record any movement by him himself. El nif'alos mimenu. The pa'ulos are things that are nif'al mimenu. Velo yisyaches lo shum shinui. And there can be attributed to him no shinu. You can't attribute any shinu to him. Shatzmusi echad v'ratzoni v'chokmasi b'nos v'chastov v'dina v'rachma v'chiyotze enim nifrodis boy ela miyuchados ba'achdusai. All these attributes or whatever it is are completely 100% together, united in him in a complete oneness. If, so to say, you would be able to observe or look at the oneness of Baruch Hashem, you would not be able to see any difference between Chesedin, Racham, and all these different things. They would all be in one beautiful oneness without separation. And all separation is coming from the level of person down, which is the Rabbeinu Shalom's filtering himself down, so to say, into the system of separation that we live in, right? In the system of Peirud that we live in, of Hakava. So, and that is all, if you would take the first sphere is all called Beratzah, and it's called, that's called the Ratzon Hashem. The Ratzon Hashem is that he kiviyochol, it's not in him, but it's in his Ratzon, which is really the sheirush of all the pu'ulis of the Baruch Shalom. So anytime we discuss the Baruch Shalom, we say Hashem, we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say Keil, Malarachamim, we say whatever we say about the Baruch Shalom, it's always through this system of the spheres, which is where, because we're relating to him. If we're relating to him to a certain midah of his, so to say, we know, we're aware that, like you're saying, even Mirei Pashtus, that it doesn't mean anything that in his essence he's got different things in him, or that in his essence he's doing something now different than he did. No, it's just something we can't fathom, but it's the system that this is the way the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted, Ratzah, that he's going to be mezgalat us, he's going to become revealed to us in a way that we'll be able to observe different types of midahs.
Okay. It's in the Torah also, the story with Kodesh.
Yeah. But, okay, and the Maestro is what the Ramak is saying, that you have to know this in Tefillah. You have to know in Tefillah that it's not pshat that the Rebbeinu Shalom's essence is going to change something now. You can't just think like, it's down to the Baal Ha'iris, and it's always going through this system of spheres. It's through this, when you're talking, cause automatically you're talking to the Rebbeinu Shalom, it's you talking. So automatically it's bound. And any conceptualization that we have of the Rebbeinu Shalom is Baal Gvul, is with boundaries. Those boundaries that we have, the separation is all that system of spheres, so to say, which we understand is in one unified form by the Rebbeinu Shalom, but this is the way he relates us, and this is the way we have to relate to him through that system. We can't kind of fool ourselves into thinking we can relate to him at the level of oneness, because at a pure oneness, where there's no midas and spheres and whatever, it was pasha not possible for us.
To
him himself inside of it. Right. Like the lashon of the which is the lashon of the Nefesh Chaim, that we daven to him himself bezchabrusoy el esfiris, through the way he joins to his spheres. It's like it's through. That's why I said it's like the, you know, it's not something separate from him. That's the way. That's the system of revelation that he gave to us. Now, getting back to Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, let's look inside. I hope a little bit, maybe this makes sense. Val Kain, we're up to the line began V'chol Mashiyesh B'erish HaRotzen. Yeah, Val Kain Mechayves Hashleimus. Val Kain Mechayves Hashleimus, and therefore, It's from the obligation of Shlemus lehishtalem, to become complete, gam bezeh, also in this. Because again, what did you say before? By the Rabbeinu Shlomo, he said that midas are not machriachim. This is beautiful, Kofi, everything we just explained. The midas have nothing, no impact on the Rabbeinu Shlomo's essence. So then they're machriachim to anything. Right? That's the whole vart of spheres, the whole vart of midas, is that they're not limiting his essence. They don't. So he says, same thing, that we should become shalim in this also. That the midas of a person should not control him. But rather to recognize them only as midos, klaim ritzainus yiduim, known wills, known wants, ules hanaheg al piem, and to act through them. Mitzad arotzen hayosher, mitzad the straight will, veloy mitzad echreach, and not through compulsion or being, so to say, forced into it because you have that personality trait and you have to act in a certain way. The kol masha adam yoser mezachich etzatzo is an unbelievable thing he's saying over here. Yeah, he's saying that this tremendously deep oneness of the Rebbeinu Shlomo that we've talked about, where the Rebbeinu Shlomo is megal to us his midos kiviyochel, but all those midos are in the rotzoin, are all willed by Hashem, meaning they're not part of the essence, but rather they're bechira gemura, bechira chavshes, rotzon gamur, but no impact on the essence, so they're not controlling him at all. So we have to v'halach the bidrochav, we also have to be in that way. We also have to get to that point where our midas don't define us, where our midas don't control us, where it's our rotzon that controls and uses those midas. We control our midas. We apply our midas mitzad harotzen, the same way the Rebbeinu's midas come from his rotzen. Mitzad harotzen ayosher, v'loy mitzad echreach, not because we're forced into things. V'chol masha adam yosim v'zachich es atzma v'zeh. And the more that a person purifies himself in this, sheloya amidas sholtos alav, that the midas shouldn't control him, makiram betur midas, and he recognizes them as nothing more than midas, kein mizbareres lefanav b'yosir he'emuna ha'tahoyro, so becomes that much clearer before the person with that much more pure emuna, lahakir ba emes lamitoi, to recognize that complete truth, ech shakol mushrosh ba'ashayush, how everything is rooted in the root, meaning in the Rebbeinu Shlomo, v'gam ein esoyser sa'aktus ha'pshuta, and still nevertheless does not contradict the aktus ha'pshuta. Shakol masha adam mevin yoyser b'zeh hu yoyser gadol, because however much the person understands this more, he's that much bigger. The hanoyim shel havana b'zeh, he says the pleasantness, the sweetness, the pleasantness of the havana in this thing, hu mamish noyam eleki me'ein olam haba, is mamish a godly pleasantness that's similar to olam haba. You know why? Because relatively speaking, olam hazeh is the olam of seven, is the olam of fragmentation, where in the Olam Haba is the Olam of Bina, where that all comes together in a oneness. That's the Olam Haba is a gather of oneness. Asha Allah Neymar, that about it it said, Ayin Leiraso Elekim Zulasecha. So the more a person controls his midas, that the midas don't become a controlling force over the person, but rather he takes, you know, there's a famous story with Rav Moshe Feinstein. You know, they got out of a car, and the guy slammed the door on his finger. His finger was bleeding and blown up and swollen, whatever it is. And Rav Moshe didn't make not a squeak of noise, not an ounce of pain was recognizable on it. He got out, whatever, and he quickly ran, you know, thanked the driver, whatever it is, and got out. Obviously, that's not natural. It's not natural. It's also a story. I remember Moshe that somebody spilled a bottle of ink or something on his ksavim or something like that, and he didn't flinch. And I think they asked him, somebody else, like, how do you know? He says, "Em says that mitzad my teva, I think mitzad my teva I have kas, I'm a balka, like I'm noted to kas. But I worked on that midah that I shouldn't. It shouldn't be mezizme. I shouldn't. That's the kud over here is that a person can get themselves to purify themselves more and more to the point that their midas will be applied by them, and not that their midas will force them into fusehanahit nagut, which is the norm naturally. Person, right? They talk about personality traits and personality, whatever this and that, whatever it is. The Batson, the idea is that, I mean, Freud really held this way, that a person is defined by very early on in his life, I mean, very close to birth, whatever it is, and then that's it. There's no more free will because you're programmed to act in a certain way. A lot of people still hold that kind of idea, but ultimately, to a certain extent, if we understood the psychology of a person, we could predict everything the person is going to do. But the emes is that's not Torah. That's not the emes. The emes is that we are bali bechira. That the more we're mezachich ourselves to, in the way of the Rabbanu Shalom, that the midas should be stemming from our rotzon, we could taka change things. This was the mission of this, right? Asay ritzoncha ritzonei. There's such a musi. You can make your rotzon, which means you can change the whole way you act, the whole way you do things, that you won't, you know, the second something happens, like, oh, flip out, because you can, that doesn't have to be like that. You can control your midas. Your midas can stem from rotz and yasher, not from hechreach, the same way that's the way it is by the Rabbanu Shalom.
Also, it said the inverse, what you were saying a few weeks ago from one of the Baba Cherubis,
yeah,
is that when it comes to avoid the samidas, it's not shat the simplistic way that it's just that you kill cancer after your midas or you mabatel them, whatever.
Right.
And that you, when you mezakech yourself to the point where you choose whether or not to apply them.
Exactly.
Each person's midas is a tool that Hashem gave him for his tafkid.
Right.
Just that he chooses when to apply them and when to
exactly.
not.
Exactly.
But there will still be, even a person will be mezakech himself if he has a teva to be more madim, then
right.
his tafkid would be manifested in those types
in
of
those
tumim
things.
Of let's say being more.
Right. But they won't rule over him. He'll rule over them and apply it in the way that's best applied and properly applied. Correct. Okay. Anyway, so it's a very intense build-up to Yisrael, but it's an unbelievable chap, though, because I'll tell you why, for two reasons. One reason is because these things, like we said, is a very, very, very high up, and I don't think anybody, I certainly don't know anyone that actually applied this deep, deep, deep concept to Avodas Hashem. It's taking the deepest, deepest, because this is the yisoid of the whole Kabbalah. It's mamish the yisoid of the whole entire Kabbalah is aiming on this thing that we just spoke about tonight. Maybe we didn't get such behiris, but I mean, I hope some of it, whatever. But this, the whole entire Kabbalah stands on this. Like the Gaon says, this is the yisoid for Darkei Kabbalah. Taking this deep, deep, deep yisoid and applying it to Avodas Hashem is a very big thing. That's what he did over here. V'lachta b'drachov, that we ourselves have to follow in that. That the midas go forth from that rots in the same way the Baruch Hashem the rot. It's a very big thing. Yeah, fine. Right. He says Echadami. Both the havana together and the midas, like this. It's a process. And the more you
see that he can control his midas, and he understands.
Then he understands that much more.
Exactly.
Exactly. It's megal that much more. How it's not a stira. All the different midas is not a stira to the actus apashat, to the rasa.